Well, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. We worship and continue to worship you, Lord Jesus. We exalt and lift you up. We thank you for your wonderful Holy Spirit. We just give you praise. Everybody who can pray in the Spirit, pray quietly right now. Say, I have built up my faith, and now I speak victory. I am righteous in Jesus. I have the great grace of Jesus, the mercy and compassion of Jesus. I have the power of the Holy Spirit upon me and in me. The gifts will flow for the glory of Jesus. I bind Satan. I bind witchcraft. I bind principalities and powers. I am free from all darkness, sickness and disease, poverty. I stand in the power of Jesus tonight, and I speak strong things that come from His Word, that come from His Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You don't want to speak weak things, or else the devil will fill you full of weak things. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This past week, God woke me up. I don't know, it was 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. And I woke up, and He was talking to me about something. And I said, Lord, I don't even know how to present that. And of course, He's never asked me to present it on my own thinking and my own wisdom. He's asked me to present it by the power of the Holy Spirit, and then it makes sense to you. When He talks to you at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I know He's done it to all of us here, you ever notice how it makes a lot of sense to you during that time? It does to me anyway. And then when you get up in the morning and you have your coffee and you sit back and think about it, it says, what is that? Because when you receive things under the anointing and by the Spirit of God, it makes a big difference. We're going to talk about God's creative faith tonight. Hallelujah. How His faith creates things. Salvation, for example, He created salvation through Jesus Christ, and we became a new creation. Say, I'm a new creation. But I want to talk about some things. We'll get back to that, I suppose. I want to talk about some things in Genesis that God created. You know, in Genesis 1, He made everything good. Adam and Eve was good. Then all of a sudden, Satan shows up on the scene to tempt Eve. Well, Satan was kicked out of heaven a long time before that. That's another whole scene and so on and so forth. But he showed up. God allowed that. Hallelujah. And so God created everything in Genesis 1 that was good. And then when you get to 3, he created even principalities and powers. Jesus created those for Him. And so Satan was able to come to what God created good. God allowed that to tempt Eve. You and I are good. He's created us. Number one, He created us with a conscience. Then He created us, allowed the works of the flesh in us. Then when we get saved, all the works of the flesh is supposed to be gone. The guy in Aurora, he went to the works of the flesh, and he done murder. What are the works of the flesh? Is murder. Amen? But if you can believe that God has created you to walk in new things, you see, old things have passed away. So you're going to have a battle. So every time the presence of God is there, like in Genesis 1, the presence of God, everything He made was good, the enemy comes to corrupt it. And God allows that. So you and me, We have been created in new things. Old things have passed away, yet you see many people who are sick. We walk in sickness, we walk in poverty, we walk in oppression, depression, and all kinds of different things. That's not what God created you to be. So you're going to have a battle. Even when he created Lucifer. Turn to Isaiah 14, if you would, Steve, please. Isaiah 14. Lucifer means light bearer. I didn't tell you what, let me see what it is. Go 14:1, Steve. I guess I don't need to get over there first. Yeah, 14:1. For the Lord will have mercy. No. Did I say Isaiah 14? Starting with verse 12. How you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. How you are cut down to the ground. You who weakened the nations. He done a lot of things during that time. But when he created Lucifer, he didn't create him perfect. He was a bearer of light, but he also placed in him a rebellion and pride. Just like us, we are created with a conscience. And now, before you're saved now, we are created with the works of the flesh. We should have a good conscience against God. So everything that he created, God created, there was some kind of rebellion. So when he created Lucifer, he called him the son. That means the son of light. He also placed in Lucifer pride and accusation, and also was placed in him. So he was not perfect in that, but he had a free will, and he made a choice to follow. See what I'm trying to say? He had the choice, and he followed pride. That's what caused him to fall. Anytime you and I follow the flesh, we're going to reap corruption. God wants to warn us tonight how he's created us in new things and how the enemy has come to rob and steal those new things, whether it be health, whether it be your mind of Christ, whatever it may be. Lucifer, you see, turned into Satan, but he corrupted nations and all kinds of things. When God's goodness was created in Genesis 1, Lucifer came. He was no longer then. He was Satan. He came to corrupt what God created, which was Adam and Eve and all the other things and so on and so forth. He came to tempt them. He's going to tempt you to try to get you to stay in the flesh. God created that. Now, when we're born again, old things have passed away. All things have become new. We're in Christ. But yet God created the first man that way, you see, where there's a conscience and there's the works of the flesh. So you and I must learn to walk in the new things, because the enemy will try, Satan will try to destroy, because you are the presence of God. You are good. God's created you. You are good, spirit, soul, and body, born again. You are good. So Satan's going to kind of come to you to try to corrupt you, just like he did. When God created in Genesis 1, all things were good. Amen? Then Lucifer, Satan was now kicked out of heaven. Lucifer became Satan, and he came to corrupt what God created to become good. And he did get Adam and Eve, correct? So he's going to come to us, and he's going to, listen to what he was talking to me at 3 o'clock in the morning. It may not make sense, but if you'll just listen, it's going to free you. It really is. The enemy's running to and fro, and he's trying to get you to stay in the flesh. That's what happens to marriages. That's what happens why people can't prosper. That's what why people are depressed, oppressed, because he gets us, Satan does, to stay in the flesh. God wants you to realize that all that has passed away. All things have become new. You got to make a decision to walk in new things. You are in Christ. You're blessed with every spiritual blessing. You're blessed with the blood covenant. And you must say strong things. If you say weak things, Satan will fill you full of weak things. Don't give him permission to come to you. Amen? God's created you and I, a born-again Christian. He's created us, and he said, now all old things have passed away. All things have become new. You was born from mom and dad's seed. You had a conscience, and you had the works of the flesh. Then when you was born again by Jesus Christ, all that was passed away. You had a new slate, and you have a new way of walking by his spirit. Enemy tries to get you to rerun the old film. People have trouble catching on to a lot of things. You know why? We ain't taught a lot of depth in God. We're not taught about the creative power of God, how God has created you and he's caused you to become a new person. That's his fate towards you. Your fate towards him is to walk in the new things, to learn what they are. And when you are, God wants you to understand that, and that's the reason why I went back to Genesis, because everything that God created good, the enemy is going to try to destroy. You and I are good. Well, you may not think that. The church, the body of Christ, is good. The enemy is going to try to destroy that. Many churches have made decisions to follow the world. Amen? By allowing gays and all kinds of different things and so on and so forth. So we are light, the church is good, and the enemy has come to it because it's good, and it's trying to corrupt it. So it's trying to get us to become political right instead of spiritually right. Amen? So God wants you to know that when he woke me up, he said, even though I created in Genesis everything was good, you see, I even created, I took Adam out of the dust of the earth, breathed in his nostril, I took a rib out of him and made Eve. That was all good. Then I allowed the enemy to come because the principalities and powers were created by Christ, through Christ, for Christ. And principalities and powers are territorial. And they're always trying to control certain territories. And so right now, they're working at controlling churches. These principalities and powers are. God has created us by his faith so that I can believe that all, and I can say that old things have passed away. So when I was in multiple sclerosis, and I was in booze, and I was in drugs, and I was in hate, and I had a death wish, all of that is passed away. I'm now focused on the new Elry. I'm dressing up in the new Elry. The more I dress up in the new Elry, the more it's going to really rattle Satan. He's not going to be able to touch the new things. Why? Because if I'm dressing up in the new Elry, I'm in Christ. I'm in the kingdom. I have a kingdom language. He can't come in the kingdom. If I lead the kingdom by some confessions of the flesh and I get into the world, then he can come to me. So you don't want to give him permission. God's created you good. In his sight, you are good. You are the perfume. You are the aroma of Christ. Amen? That's how God sees us. That means he's created us good. Amen? So when you go to Genesis, you find out all the things that God created good. Then he allowed the enemy to come. Okay, back in 14, Isaiah 14, verse 12, how you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer. See, Isaiah saw it down through time, and he saw he had fallen already. Jesus in Luke 10 saw him fall from heaven like lightning. You remember that scripture? Hallelujah. So he has fallen, but he has come to earth. And the angels that came with him were not God's angels. They were Satan's angels. Amen? So they were created the same way. They were created, but they had also in them pride, rebellion. I want to be higher than God. So the minute Satan wanted to overthrow God, become higher than God, it was easy for his angels because they were just like him. So if you stay just like your old self, that's what you'll reap. God wants you to be changed. God wants you to recognize that God's created you in new things. And so your confession has got to be new things. So how you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning, how you are cut down to the ground, you who weaken the nations. You see, these principalities and powers are territorial. They're trying to overcome and rule churches now. They want churches to become, you heard about, what's the name of the restaurant, the chicken place? Chick-fil-A. Chicago don't want them, and Massachusetts don't want them. Because they're against gay marriages. Think about where the country is going. Think about it. Well, now churches want to become political right, so they won't be, they'll be walking in love. That's not love, saints. When you walk in the new creation things, God's created you by his creative faith, and you now can speak into your life the spiritual blessings, the mind of Christ, the love of Jesus washed into blood. That's powerful things. And Satan doesn't want you to do that, but he's corrupted nations. Look what's going on overseas. You see, India and Afghanistan and Pakistan and all those places where they're trying to bring in Muslim leaders. They call them the Brotherhood. And so God wants you to understand that's what's going on. We see it going on before our eyes. And if we don't want to be political, right? We want to be what God says we are, and we are new creations. God created us good. In that when you became born again, that new creation, the old man passed away, the new man was alive. Are you listening? So if you're not identifying, you sometimes identify with the flesh, then you open the door to Satan. You must identify with the new man all the time. You are a good person. Spiritually, you're alive with Christ. You're in Christ. You're blood bought. Your sins are washed away. I'm telling you, the enemy is tearing up all kinds of things. Why? In John 10:10, what does he come to do? Kill and destroy. And that's what he's trying to do to us. So he wants you to believe when you accepted Jesus, you weren't created good. He still wants you in the old man, in the flesh. You see what I'm trying to say? And so if he gets you in the flesh, that opens the door for Satan. Then Satan can come to you in these different areas. So you need to understand, anytime a thought comes into your mind, you got to find out, is it from God or is it from Satan? And he will. You remember when Jesus was out in the desert, he had fasted for 40 days, and he was being tempted? Do you know what Satan tempted him with? Food. He said, turn those rocks into food if you're. And so wherever you're struggling, that's where he's going to tempt you. But reality is, God's creative faith has changed you. I have accepted God's creative faith. I have accepted Jesus Christ into my life. I am a temple of the Holy Spirit. I am now going to focus on the new things. And I'm going to speak bold. I'm going to call those things that are not as though they are. I'm going to call it into my life. Even though I haven't seen it yet, I'm going to call it in my life. Because God has a creative faith, and he wants you to call those things that are not as though they are. Whether it be healing, whether it be peace, whether it be joy, whether it be your marriage, whether it be children, whether it be whatever it may be. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Turn to Revelation 12, Steve. Hallelujah. 12, verse 7. War broke out in heaven, verse 7, Revelation 12, verse 7. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought. They did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. You see, when you and I become the temple of the Holy Spirit, he shouldn't be able to find any place of himself in you. So, when you first came out of mom and dad's seed, you had a conscience, you had the works of the flesh. When you accepted the seed or received Jesus Christ into your life, old things have passed away. No old film no longer. He's trying to find himself in you by you and I walking in the flesh. Are you listening? And they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. We are now focusing on new things. We don't want to tell Satan to let him find anything of himself, the works of the flesh, in our lives. Because old things have passed away, all things become new. God has created us to be brand new. And I, by faith, am going to walk in it. I'm going to confess it. I'm going to call those things that are not as though they are. So the great dragon was cast out, the serpent of old, called the devil, and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. So when God created Lucifer, the carrier of light, Lucifer's angels were created like him. So when he fell, they went with him because they were made up that way. Are you listening? You and I are no longer the old way. We've been created good. We have the mind of Christ. We have the anointing. We're the temple of the Holy Spirit. We've been created in good things when we're born again. If you walk in the flesh, you will give Satan place. He'll think he owns you. It's important, saints, for you to understand this and to rebuke everything that comes to you in the flesh. Because the works of flesh are bad, ain't they? Sexual things, murder, and on and on and on and on and on. So we're not that person no more. God's faith through Jesus Christ has recreated us where old things have passed away. So we don't want to walk in the flesh. We want to have a good conscience because that's what the Holy Spirit works with, towards God. Amen? He was cast to the earth in verse 10. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ has come for the accuser of the brethren who accused them before. Now, a lot of people preach he can't go before God and accuse you. God's a holy God. This guy's darkness. He's an idiot. Who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down. In other words, it's all over. This happened in another realm, another time, you see. Now listen now. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to death. Listen, saints, what is my testimony? What is your testimony? It must be birthed out of new things. That's your testimony. And you speak supernatural things. You call finances into your life. You call visions and dreams into your life. You call the gifts of the Holy Spirit into your life, even though they're not operating. You see, Jesus, or God, wants you to call those things that are not as though they are. And he don't want you speaking weak things. He wants you to speak powerful things because Mark 9:23 says you can have what you believe. All things are possible to those who believe. All things are possible with God. So everything you and I do, saints, must be birthed and spoken out of the new creation. Because that's what God's faith done for us. It recreated us. Amen? See, most people don't hang on to this. So I'm going to overcome Satan by the blood of Jesus in my testimony. And my testimony is going to be what God says I am. Not what I think I am, not what I did yesterday or something last year or something like that, but what God says I am. So if God says, I've created you through Christ to be a powerhouse, to be a carrier of the anointing, to have my mind, you see, so the Holy Spirit is in you and I recreating. Our flesh is the one that is enmity, our minds. You see, we just don't want to say what God says we are. So when God woke me up at 3 in the morning, he said, every place my presence is, evil is. Not because evil is in his presence, but every time, when Jesus came out of the virgin birth, when he walked this earth, he was holy, he was pure. In every place he went, evil existed. Demons, leprosy, sickness, poverty, all kinds of things were existing, right? So just because he was walking through there didn't mean that evil wasn't there. It couldn't touch him. He had authority over it, you see, and it should not be able to touch us. That's the whole thing, saints. So God wants you to start saying new things. God's creative faith has recreated you when you accepted Jesus Christ. And if you'll get that in your mind and get it in your spirit, you'll start rejecting the flesh, start rejecting old things. One of the things you're going to have to understand, saints, the enemy will talk to you if you get in the flesh. I want to show you something. Go to Psalms, if you would, Steve, Psalms 55, I'm sorry, verse 3. Hallelujah. Well, we'll start with verse 1. 55, verse 1, Steve. Give ear to my prayer, O God, and do not hide yourself from my supplication. Attend to me and hear me. I am restless in my complaints and moan noisily because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked. That's what David was going through. You and I have moved into a realm created by God. Old things have passed away. We should learn that he shouldn't be talking to us. The wicked shouldn't be oppressing us and getting us depressed and taking our marriage and taking our health and our bodies and so on and so forth. He should not be. But David struggled with it because the enemy, the wicked, was always talking to him. You see that? He was always talking to him. For they bring down trouble upon me, and in wrath they hate me. Have you ever noticed some days you get up and everything goes wrong? The most simplest stuff goes wrong. Well, the enemy's trying to get you in the flesh. He's trying to get you in the hate. He's trying to get you get mad at God. Why is all these things happening? Instead, God is trying to get us to take authority over it and not listen to the wicked one and not listen to his voice and not follow him, what he's saying. He will be speaking things that are in you or was in you, which is your flesh, which is dead. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. That's the stuff he'll use. You are not that person no more. God's creative faith has created you into a realm of the supernatural. And the more you exercise and call great things into your life, regardless, don't speak small things. Call great things into your life. The greatness of God, because his faith has created you in that realm. And you don't want to listen to your mind. You want to listen to the Holy Spirit. Amen? So David had all kinds of problems. My heart is severely pained within me, and the terrors of death have fallen upon me. So he was talking to him. Wickedness was coming into David. David was struggling with all this stuff. You know, when the Holy One, Paul, I call him the Holy One, he took up the realm of Jesus. He became an apostle of Jesus Christ. Not just an apostle, but apostle of Jesus Christ. And he was constantly, why am I doing the things I don't want to do? Why don't you take that thorn out of my side? No, my grace is sufficient. Because of the great abundance of revelation that was coming to him. If God starts sending you abundance of revelation, then it's up to you to walk in it, live in it, and be small in your own eyes. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. My heart is severely pained. Have you ever had a lot of pain in your heart? Now, I don't mean from a death or something, but I mean from just having pain because he's after you. He's after your family and so on and so forth. Well, God's creative faith hasn't placed you there. God's creative faith has placed you in new things. Old things have passed away. See, we don't learn to be able to speak forcefully in faith by violent faith. Take the things that belong to you. Cause the hand of God to move on your behalf. God's not won't get mad at you. It belongs to you. That's what Jesus died. That's what he resurrected for. And you and I stepped into that. Old things have passed away. All things have become new, right? That doesn't mean you won't have attacks. Everyone here has the ability to get back in the flesh. Do you know that? Because we lose the creative faith of God that says old things have passed away. They just kind of hang, old things are just kind of hanging around. And so the enemy's trying to get you to run the old film. Hallelujah. And David said, this voice, he keeps speaking to me. He's wicked. He keeps speaking to me, Lord. Well, you can tell God that, but God wants you to speak back to him the blood, the name of Jesus, the mercy, the power, the resurrection power. You can't touch me. I am in the kingdom. I have a kingdom language and speak supernatural things. I have a great God. See, David didn't have that type of revelation. Paul did, you see, but David never had that revelation. He was putting up with all kinds of stuff. You and I shouldn't put up with anything. But because you've been recreated by God, as God recreated all things good, created things, all things good in Genesis 1, he's going to try to destroy you. He's going to try to come to you. Wherever the presence, listen, saints, wherever the presence of God is, they will be evil. When you go into a church, there will be witchcraft in different people trying to destroy the message of Jesus Christ. And these principalities and powers are territorial. That's the reason why you see overseas everything is going wacko. That's why you see the government today, our government, changing their minds, flip-flopping. And now they agree with homosexuality. You know what that is? That is all seduced by principalities and powers. They're territorial. And if he can get the government to think that way, there'll be literally millions of people in America that will follow the government. But the church is not to give in to that stuff. Now, that doesn't mean that homosexual gays are our enemy, but the spirit they have is. Flesh and blood is not our enemy. So I'm not going to march against them. I'm not going to throw rocks against them. But I'm not going to agree with them. I got to stand before Jesus someday. And I don't want to stand before them and be politically right. You see? I want to be word right. So you can do it without judging them. You can do it without coming against them. But you must stand up for God's word. If you don't, you'll have attacks of Satan in your life that you never knew could attack you. Hallelujah. See, my whole approach is I wouldn't be caught in a movie watching murder and killings and people getting their throat cut and all kinds of different things. You wouldn't find me in one of them places. Slowly, that will be built into your mind, a mindset. And you'll be a Christian, and I'm not saying you, but people will be a Christian, and they'll be walking in the flesh. That's how the enemy is. Paul said we ought to know his devices. And so he'll drag you into one of them. He'll get you to watch all kinds of messed up things on television. He'll get men to read pornography books. I'm telling you, saints, he's got this way of seducing us, getting mindsets, so the mindset will constantly be looking to the flesh, not to the creative faith of God that caused all things to pass away. You understand what I'm saying? So don't open your minds to murder, people getting their throat cut, people, sexual things. Don't open your mind to it. You got to fight it. You got to speak the power of God. Get out of my head, Satan! You have the authority to say that. Because God's created you like everything in Genesis 1 was good. He's created you good, recreated you good. You are good. And see, a lot of people carry over from some problems in their life, and they don't think themselves as good. God says you are the perfume, the aroma of Christ unto me. That's good. But many times, things in our life drive us away from God, and we confess things of darkness. If you stay in the light, no darkness can flow. No darkness can come out of light. Amen? So when God woke me up at 2 o'clock, and he said, everywhere my presence is, evil, so you got to stay in the kingdom. Jesus, when he walked this earth, he walked in the kingdom, often talked about it, you see. But when he walked this earth, you see, there was all kinds of evil around, weren't they? They were demons. You remember when he cast the demon out of the, and they wanted to stay, and he let them go in the pigs? They're territorial, they want to control things. So you don't want to glorify Satan, but you want to know his trickery. You want to know his devices. You want to know if he's bringing flesh back to you. In other words, you got hate coming in your mind. That's flesh, you see. You say, get out of my head, Satan. You're not staying there. God's faith has recreated me in new things. I am in Christ. I am blessed. All spiritual blessings belong to me. Start saying, start speaking back. Amen? Don't give them no ammo. Hallelujah. So David really struggled here because the enemy, I am restless, my complaints and moan noisily because of the voice of the enemy. Do you realize that what Satan done to that kid up in Aurora? And it's happening everywhere. You see people who are going to psychiatrists today. You see people who are going to counselors today. And what is it? It's all mind stuff. God wants you to know his creative faith when you accepted Jesus Christ has recreated you. So you got to believe in all things are possible, God, that his faith has redone me. I've been rebuilt. Amen? You can't get on the fence and rock back and forth. You can't get on a teeter board and rock back and forth. You got to develop the Word of God in you, and eventually you're not going to put up with anything that Satan does or says to you. Amen? You're a good person. You're good. God loves you. And when God created you way back when, and then when you're recreated, you had a recreated spirit when you accepted Jesus Christ. That's what his faith has done for us. Hasn't it? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. All we got to do is believe in his faith. What he's done for us. Amen? So when he, in Genesis 1, he said, it's all good. When he looks at you, you're all good. I don't care what the devil says. I don't care what your situation says. You're all good. I created you good. See, this is the stuff I speak all the time to myself. And I don't let self speak back. I let God's Spirit speak to self. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, King Jesus. So God says, you are good. Now, are you going to believe yourself or are you going to believe God? That's God's creative faith, that he sent the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have been created good in Christ. Amen? Everything God's faith does is good. But when he created Lucifer, he put pride in his life. He gave him a free will and his stupid angels. But guess what? They're all down here on earth. So if you're God's presence, if this is God's presence, this place, only because you people are here and on Sunday, you see, evil's going to try to disrupt it. Evil's going to try to come against it because it's God's presence. I got a thing in the mail today. It was an advertisement to come to a church because they don't know I'm a pastor anymore. And on this thing it said, we're going to have what kind of dances, Betty? Swing dancing. We're going to give out popcorn. We're going to have bingo. The whole thing never mentioned Jesus. See, we want to raise money to have people have a fellowship, but we're not talking about Jesus now. You see what I'm trying to say? So people are coming up with all kinds of natural things to raise money. Swing dancing. I bet the place packs out. If they throw another little thing in there, free hot dogs. We're going to play bingo. Let me tell you something, saints. You're blood bought. You're God's property. You belong to God. So if some of you or your friends, they may get mad at you. You gotta tell them to stay out of those movie houses if it's about murder and killings and rapes and all kinds of different things. And you shouldn't be looking on the computer. My friend, a friend of mine who was very wealthy, his wife died of cancer. He went on the computer. He had a swimming pool in his living room, inside the house. He went on the computer and learned how to hang himself. And done it. He hung himself. But he was very, very angry about the faith message. He was very, very angry. And that's how Satan slowly got that into him. He said, Listen, just hang yourself. It'll all be over. There was a guy on television. I was watching a news report, and he just got found guilty of doing, I don't know, it was murder his wife or something. And in the courtroom, he took arsenic. They were saying up here, you're guilty. He swallowed it. It wasn't 2 minutes, man. Boom, he was on the floor dead. And it shows him pushing something in his mouth. Well-dressed man, I think a millionaire, but he wasn't going to go up for life. There's a lot of stuff like this going on. And if we don't hear the word of God, and if we don't prepare ourselves, and if we don't learn how to speak the word of God, you're going to have word curses in your life. You're going to have pornography in your life. You're going to like to watch murder. You're going to like to watch people getting their throats cut. And they got another one walking around, dead people walking around, whatever that one is. See, I don't open my mind to that stuff. I know what Satan's trying to do. A lot of people, flesh, like that. You know why? That's still in the flesh. They don't have the revelation of God's creative faith that old things have passed away. God don't want you watching that stuff. Amen? And if you don't break away from that and you keep watching it, 5 years from now, I'll prophesy, your life will go down the tubes. You know why? You'll be reaping corruption. And corruption will finally get you. When you sow to the flesh, you'll reap corruption. It will finally get to you. Me and my wife have television. We don't watch none of that stuff. Hallelujah. Amen? Praise the Lord. Say, I have the abundant life. God's creative faith has created me. Old things have passed away. I am now walking in the abundance of His life, His promises, His mercy, His grace, His righteousness, His power. I am alive tonight by His power. I have peace that passes all understanding. I will not allow my heart to be troubled. I'm telling you, saints, all of this stuff works this stuff into our lives. And you see pastors going down the tubes. You see different churches and things and so on and so forth. If you could have the freedom to walk in a lot of these churches around here and just listen to them and see what they're doing now, how the enemy has seduced them into being political right. Not spiritually right, political right. And this is what God is warning me. He told me at 3 o'clock in the morning, whatever he makes good, the presence of God is there, evil will try to come. You take Jesus, when he walked the earth, there was all kinds of evil going on, wasn't there not? So you're a carrier of the anointing, and you stay in the kingdom, you're going to be able to free a lot of people. Amen? Because the demon will have to come out of people's minds. They'll have to come out of people's marriages. They'll have to come out of children and what have you and so on and so forth. Because you have the authority, you're still walking in the kingdom, and you're walking in new things. You're not running the old film. Amen? Okay, praise God. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Are you blessed? Start practicing it, right? We're all going to start practicing it. Play something. Praise God. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah.
For thou, O Lord, our shield for me, my glory and the lifter of my head.
Hallelujah. He's a lifter of our head. Anybody that needs prayer, come up here. You want me to pray for you, come up here. If you're bound by anything, come up here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we ask the Holy Spirit. Everybody raise the hands. We ask the Holy Spirit to help us, Holy Spirit, that Jesus get the glory. Help us to lean towards Jesus, not to our flesh, but to lean towards you, Lord Jesus Christ. You are Lord over the universe. You are Lord over our lives, Lord. And we call upon you, Lord, to receive from you tonight, Lord, that which you have prepared for us, Lord. Oh, we are your perfume. We are your aroma, Father God of Christ. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Yes, Lord, we call in finances. We call in the anointing and gifts of the Holy Spirit to manifest in our lives. We call, allow the mind of Christ to be in our minds, Lord Jesus Christ. We just honor you and praise you and love you and exalt and lift you up, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, I touch you right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Whew. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, Father God. I touch him right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Oh. Oh, we love you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, your presence upon Steve, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, presence of the Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord, that we have the healing anointing. She does, we do, Lord. The Spirit of God's in her, Lord, in upon her, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that it's flooding her right now from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. You won't do any more to her body, Satan, because she is the perfume, the aroma of Christ unto you, Father God. She's the temple of the Holy Spirit. We turn to you and we call those things that are not as though they are. We call the healing anointing, Lord. We call the mercy, Lord. We call the power of your Spirit, the gift of miracles and healing into her life, Lord, in Jesus' holy name. We break every bit of bondage. I speak to that bondage. I speak to those spirits in Jesus' name, and I command them all to be loosed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father God, I touch him right now, Lord, with the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord. And I thank you and I praise you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. He's good, Lord. He's created by your faith as he has accepted Jesus Christ. He's good, Lord. He's the perfume, the aroma of Christ. He's the temple of the Holy Spirit. Yes, Lord. Whatever he needs, it's yes, yes. It's not, I'll think about it. Lord Jesus Christ, we call it into his life right now, Lord. We call it into his life right now, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Ooh, hallelujah. Oh, Father God, I touch my sister right now, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, I can see the highway and it's got potholes in it. And God's taking you out of that. And there's a line across the road, and from that point on, it's all clear. It's all no potholes, no darkness. God is bringing you into a new light in Jesus Christ. But there's no potholes. Nothing's going to trip you up because God's grace is going to be with you. God's mercy is going to be with you. God's anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage is going to be with you. You are going to see things differently as early as tonight before you go to bed and tomorrow morning. Things are going to turn around in your thinking because the devil is not going to have your life no longer. He's not going to be in your mind no longer. I bind you, Satan. I bind you, principalities and powers. There'll be no longer word curses in her life because I speak the blood of Jesus Christ. I speak the abundant life of Jesus Christ into her, and I stand with my sister and take authority over those powers that have been trying to dictate to her and cause her to walk on the road with his potholes. But the Spirit of God's going to rise up in her and put her on the highway with no potholes, and she'll come alive, Lord, from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. I take authority in Jesus' name and free her now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, I touch my sister, Lord. I call the finances into her life, Lord. I call the anointing, more of it, into her life, Lord. And I thank you and I praise you, Lord. The power of Jesus. Power of Jesus. Ooh, hallelujah. Oh, Father God, my sister's going to have a miracle. I call you back, corrected Joe, in the name of Jesus. If you want to rebel, God will take care of it. But you're not going to rebel. You need to come back, and you need to be with your wife, and you need to stand with her and build your life with her. So I speak to you, Joe, through Terry right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And right now, Lord, I call the power of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, in Jesus' name, I touch my brother right now, Lord, and I thank you and I praise you, Lord, for the anointing, Lord, for the healing power, Lord Jesus, the healing power of Jesus. Oh, thank you, King Jesus. Thank you, King Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord. The presence of Jesus. Hallelujah. The presence of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, the presence of Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. The presence of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, let the fresh anointing flow, Lord. Let the dreams return, Lord. Let them see in the depths of you, Lord Jesus, where all knowledge and wisdom is found. In the mysteries of the supernatural is found in you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, I ask in Jesus' name that they're turned on to some other things, new, brand new, in Christ Jesus. Revelation coming from the Holy Spirit into their lives about you, Lord Jesus Christ. We give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, right now, Lord, in the blessed name of Jesus, for what you're doing in their lives and continue to do. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. God said it's gone in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen? Huh? Oh. Yeah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, I touch him right now, Lord, with the presence of the Holy Spirit, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Every bit of it. Hallelujah. Yes, woo. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. Did anybody come in here with some kind of stomach problems? Did anybody have any stomach problems? Oh, I walked right past it. Oh, hallelujah. Father God, right now, Lord, oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit, Lord, all through her stomach, Lord, in Jesus' name. The healing anointing, Lord. Oh, the healing anointing, Jesus. Hallelujah. The healing anointing, oh, Jesus, we love you, Lord. We thank you, brother. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we thank you and we praise you, Lord. Ah, praise you, Jesus. Ah, the presence. Yes, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We exalt and lift you up, Lord Jesus. We honor you tonight. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that brings glory to you, Jesus. We thank you that the Holy Spirit is reminding us all the things you said, Lord. You said we're good, Father God. You said we're the perfume, the aroma of Christ. You said, Lord, when you created us or recreated us, old things have passed away. We receive your creative faith tonight, Lord. As you did in Genesis, you have done in our lives, Lord. We're going to expect new things to come into our lives, Lord. We're going to expect a manifestation of your Spirit. We're going to expect to have faith in the name of Jesus. We're going to expect to see angels and have messages come, Lord, and give us things from you, Lord Jesus Christ, that brings glory to you. And we pray that we'll be obedient to what God says. It's tonight, Lord. We thank you for our salvation. We thank you, Jesus, for saving us. We thank you for a power over Satan. We know, Lord, that we are good. We've been created into good, and evil does try to come around us, but we walk in the kingdom. He can't come in the kingdom, but he can be in the world, and we're going to spot him, and we're going to cast him out of people's lives, people's minds, people's finances, because we are sons and daughters, kings and priests. You have called it forth, Lord. Your faith has recreated us when we receive Jesus Christ. So we bring that before you, and it edifies us and brings glory to you, Lord Jesus. So we honor you tonight and praise you for what you have done here tonight and continue to do in their homes, in their finances, Lord, in their physical bodies. We just give you praise and honor and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah.